Greetings out of our Facebook and YouTube family friends and to all of our Charisma podcast. The Lord bless you. We want to welcome you to our Freedom Global Prophetic Podcast. I'm your host for today, Apostle Nathaniel Leon, and I'm glad you're with us. I want to welcome Sister Denise Carroll. Thank you for joining. Sister Melissa, thank you for being with us. I'm going to ask you if you would do the work of the evangelist and share the podcast. Let somebody know we're on. We believe that God's word has power, and that when men and women hear the word of God, they are changed and they are transformed. So we're going to get ready to go right into the word. We're not going to be that long today, but there is a word we want to share so that you can be impacted, revived, and refreshed. Bless you, Sister Lisa. Thank you for joining. We are in an anticipation of a mighty outbreak of the power, the glory, the fire of God. We have been very busy the last month or two, but God has been up to great and mighty things. So I'm going to start with just a word of prayer, and then I'm going to start the teaching for today. But let me encourage you, God has something big in mind for you. Great are the plans that God has for you, that you would be an impact, that you would be a light in the midst of the darkness, that you would be salt in the earth. Remember, the job of light is to expel the darkness, and the job of salt is to be a preserver, to preserve. That's the job of salt. One of the jobs is to preserve. Bless you, Mar Moreno. Thank you so much for joining. Adrian Renteria, bless you, Pastor. So good to see you. Melanie Murillo, so good to see you. Blessings. Let's get straight to the word. I'm going to ask you one more time before we get started, if you would share the podcast, let somebody know we're on. We're going to ask that God's favor and grace would rest upon our time, and we're going to get right to the word of the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come before you. We ask you to be glorified in our midst. Speak to our hearts. Speak to our minds. Open up understanding and counsel. Reveal truth. I ask you for the mind of God to be revealed, that you would get glory and that you would get honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I pray that the favor of God would abound, that hearts would be open, that bodies would be healed, that you would get glory in everything that we do. This we pray in Jesus' name. And if you agree, somebody say amen, amen, and amen. Bless you, Sister Anna. Thank you for being with us. Sister Margaret, thank you. Again, we are excited about what the Lord is doing. This last weekend, we were blessed to be able to have a powerful Raising the Altar in San Diego. I want to shout out our good friend and covenant brother, Apostle Rocky Martinez, and the Life Christian Center Church. It was a Christian Center family. It was an amazing time. The Lord moved. Bodies were healed. There was amazing breakthrough. Sister Eunice, the Lord bless you. But also, I want to take time to send our love to the Morris Cirillo Legacy Center family. Again, David and Teresa, the children of Dr. Cirillo, and then also Greg and Jerry Morrow. What a phenomenal time we had in joining together. Let me encourage you, there's more on the horizon. I believe the power of God and the anointing of God is that which distinguishes. Let me encourage you, people are hungry in this generation to experience the powerful presence of God, the miracle working power of the Lord. And it is not a common thing. And we're grateful for all that serve the Lord and teach, but one of our jobs is to carry the glory of the Lord. So it's phenomenal. We're grateful for what God is doing. I've got some meeting this week with some of the legacy team, and God is getting ready to do something amazing. So stay tuned to all of our partners. The Lord bless you. I'm going to make sure to be sharing that information with you first in the next couple of weeks, but God is good. Amen. Amen. Romans 8, chapter 21, they're going to put that up for us. The book of Romans, chapter number 8 and verse 21. And this is our key verse for today. Romans 8, 21. It says, because the creature itself, or creation itself, shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious freedom and liberty of the sons and daughters of God. Now, this is not just a prophecy. This is the mind of God. The day of the Lord is the moment. It is the time. It is, I believe, a generation where God gives the keys of the kingdom back to the church. And with those keys, the gates of hell not only do not prevail, they begin to flee. And whatever we bind in the earth is bound in heaven. Whatever we loose dominion and authority is done from the earth realm. God desires to release healing, virtue, miracles through an ecclesia who know their God, and those that know their God will do great exploits. God is good. He's desiring to heal and to deliver and to save. Bless you, sister. My cousin's on, Sister Monique. God bless you, Monique. Love you too, cousin. The Bible says that creation has a being. I'm going to go back to this. Go back to Romans 8:20. When creation has a self, let me remind you, everything created is making a sound. Go back, if you would, to verse 20. Here is what it says. Verse 20, for the creature was made subject to vanity, which means purposelessness, or it was made subject. This word vanity is a word devoid of truth or appropriateness, perverse, frailty, want of vigor. So when Adam fell, all of creation fell. So Adam was the head, the earthly authority of everything in creation, the sun, the moon, the stars, everything that exists. Bless you, Eduardo Hernandez. Thank you for being with us. Bless you, Brother Marco. So good to see you. Everything was under the dominion of Adam. Man was made and woman was made for dominion in the earth. So when Adam fell, everything fell under him. And now creation became subject to purposelessness. And when men and women of God are not leading in areas, in spheres of influence, it is purposeless. The creature was subject to vanity, not willingly, but right by reason that subject to hope. Go to 22. The Bible says, but we know that all of creation, everything created, the Bible says, groans and travails in pain until now. Everything that's been created, everything that exists, everything that's been formed by God makes a sound. How does that work? When God was creating, he began to speak and he spoke, and what he spoke came to pass. This is why in quantum physics, they're finding that there are sound waves in all matter. Everything that exists has sound waves in it because God said and it was. So God's word is in everything that exists. The problem is when man fell, the head, the rulership of the earth fell, the creation came under a curse. And now it's subject to vanity. So now creation is groaning. The earth is groaning. Bless you, Sherelle. So good to see you. Bless you, Jo Emma. Sister Spring, so good to see you. Apostle, thank you for being with us. Prophet Diana, thank you for being with us. God is intending, go back to verse 21, that everything in creation be delivered. Now, I'm going to repeat this again. God has a mind, and his mind is what he created be what he created it to be. So in Genesis, God put man in a garden and said, have dominion over all the earth. Man fell, the first Adam. So God sent a second Adam. His name is Jesus. And he redeemed us back to our original state or condition, which is not just missing hell, though we will. It's rulership, it's dominion in the earth. And what God had in Genesis, God is going to have in Revelation. And now every knee will bow, every tongue will confess. Here's what it says, everything created has a being itself. Everything existed has a being, it makes a sound. The earth, the moon, the star, your car, your home, even inanimate objects is made up of matter, and there are sound waves in it. But when it's under the influence of a man or woman of God, it makes a celebration. We're going to look at this. I'm going to show you in just a minute a little bit more detail. The Bible says the trees, they can clap. Did you know that? That trees can clap your hands. Isaiah 55 verse 12. All right. Trees can clap. For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. For the mountains and hills will break out into singing. Are you listening to me? That what doesn't seem to be animate, it doesn't seem to be alive, has life in it. It says the trees, when the children of God, when the men and women of God step into authority and begin to fulfill their God-given mandate to have dominion in the earth, the Bible says that the mountains will break out into singing and all the trees shall begin to clap their hands. Well, that seems a little funny, more like a cartoon than anything you've ever seen. But let me help you understand. Whatever has been created, whatever has been made was made for a purpose. Who made it? God. Why did he make it? For his glory. And when man fell, the sound of worship, the sound of joy, it says the mountain can sing and the tree can clap their hands. But instead of it celebrating when the sons of God and the daughters of God are in authority, when wicked men, when corrupted leaders are in position, they are destroying, they are stealing, they are killing, they are destroying. That's the mandate. I said, that's the mandate. God desires to release the glory of the Lord and to release what God's intended. Go, if you would, back to Romans 8:21. So the creation has a being, and that being, Romans 8:21 says, because the creation will be set free. Now, I believe in deliverance. I believe in casting out demons, healing the sick, raising the dead. I believe in miracles. God tells us in his word, heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils. So I believe it, but you must not have an imbalance in one or the other. Now, some may focus on one or the other, but I pray it's for the glory of God, not for the glory of man. To focus on the carnality of things, I'm not going to get into that, but the creation shall be delivered. God not only wants a person delivered, he wants creation delivered. He wants a city delivered. He wants a territory delivered. Bless you, Sarah Pillay. So good to see you, Sister V. Sarah, watching from South Africa at 9 p.m. You're in the future, Sister Sarah. God bless you. We'll be in South Africa next month. It's going to be a wonderful time. God is intending for creation to be delivered from bondage, to be set free from slavery. Now, I'll remind you, there are two primary slave systems in the Bible. You see, it is the Egyptian system and the Babylonian system. Both of them are slave systems that want to enslave us. But the Babylonian system is different, that in that the Babylonian system wants to rename things. You know, remember, Daniel has a Hebrew name, and they rename him Belteshazzar. The Hebrew names of the three Hebrew boys were changed to Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. So Babylon wants to rename things, rename what marriage is, rename when life is conceived. It wants to rename things. And there's nothing wrong with having individuality or creativity, but I didn't make it. God made it. And I don't have the right to call things what I want them to be. I've got to call them what God made them to be. See, when you create something, if you've ever created a painting, you've ever created some art, when you've ever created a song or a writing, what you create is specific and intentional. And so the purpose of the creator must be fulfilled in its creation. Let me encourage you, go back to Romans 8:21, here's what the scripture says. Romans 8:21, that the creation itself shall be set free from the bondage of corruption. I'll say this again. Corruption is not simply perversion. It's not simply wickedness. It's not simply darkness. Corruption is perverted authority. A corrupt senator, a corrupt leader. When someone is in authority and they use their authority for themselves and not the good of the people, not the good of the nation, not the good of the greater good, it is called corruption. And so where there is corruption in high places, God wants to pull this thing down. See, your Bible says when the glory of God comes, that the mountain is going to be brought low and the valley is going to be brought high. I'll say that again. The mountain will be brought low and the valley will be brought high. What is this? It is the great equalizer. Now, I can't do this. Go, if you would, to Isaiah 40, verse 4. We don't have power to change what's happening in our nation. The corruption, the perversion, the wickedness. Bless you, Sister Nikki. Bless you, Sister Cindy. Thank you for joining. Bless you, Anthony. Thank you for being with us. You don't have power to fix it, but God does. When God's glory manifests, the glory is the equalizer. The glory is the manifested presence of God. The Old Testament word is the word kabode, where you get the weight of God. The New Testament word is the word doxa, where you get God's mind or God's opinion. But wherever God's glory manifests, it is his Shekinah. It is his full power. It is the weight of who he is. Now, when the glory is manifested, according to Isaiah, verse number 4, every valley shall be, every valley shall be exalted, so the low place will come high, and every mountain and hill will be made low. So what is happening here? When God's glory manifests, what was low comes high, and what was high comes low. You say, well, that's just a verse, that's just a song. Hear me by the Spirit. When God's glory manifests, it's not just so you can have a good church service, though I believe in good church services. It's not just so you can jump and shout and roll on the floor. The glory of the Lord is God's divine power, divine substance, essence. It is his being that when that manifests, it brings order to what is out of order. It brings the valley high and the mountain low. It also says it makes the crooked way straight. The crookedness, the perversion. And you say, well, nothing can be done for America. This is just how it is. Nothing can be done for California. This is just how it is. Corruption is just how things are. Wickedness is just how it is. South Africa will never have godly leadership. And London will never see true purity in authority. The devil is a liar. He said, our job is to pray, thy kingdom come and thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. This is our job. This is our hope. This is our confidence. Every valley will be lifted. Every mountain will be brought low. Every crooked way will be made straight. All the rough places will be made smooth. God does this. How does he do it? Verse number 5 tells us. Next verse. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. When God, if God's glory is this microphone, and I reveal the microphone, and I reveal the microphone, then there's a manifestation of what was there the whole time. God is about to reveal his glory. I'm going to tell you, when we get the mind of God, and what does God will? That his word comes into the earth, that his power comes. See, I believe in a rapture. Let me premise this. I know the Bible. I grew up in the church under the pew. You know, we had a little church in the city of Paris, all Spanish, maybe 70 people, maybe 50, not very big, Spanish. And they had church Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and all day Sunday. And it was one, no 2-hour service. It was a 4-5-hour service, all in Spanish. And every once in a while, the Holy Ghost would blow through, but not often. And I said, Lord, if this is what it takes to go to heaven, just send me to hell. It's too much. Help me, God. It was rough. But let me tell you, I heard the message. He could come tonight. He could come tonight. He could come tonight. Well, that's a good, that, you know, that compels people to run to an altar and say, I don't want to be left behind. I saw the movie. I don't want to be left behind. But let me encourage you. God is coming back for his church, but he's coming back for a glorious church. Let me show you, go if you would to Ephesians. He's coming back for a glorious church without spot and wrinkle. I'm going to say, he's not coming back for a defeated church. He's not coming back for a broken church. He's not coming back for a divided church. He's coming back for a church that is walking in the glory, walking in the power. Ephesians 5:27. Here's what it says, that he may present to himself a glorious church. Are you listening to me? That when he comes for the church will be walking in his glory. Matthew 16 says, I'm going to build up a church in whom the gates of hell, I'm going to read this again, that he may present to himself a glory of church, not having spot, not having wrinkle, not having any such thing, but it should be holy and without blemish. Matthew 16, go there. We're going to read this. We've got to interpret Bible by revelation, not by tradition. Not just by religion. Well, isn't it getting dark out there? Yes. Isn't the world going crazy? Yes. Aren't there wars and rumors of wars? Yes. Aren't there famines? Aren't there pestilence? Yes. These things are happening. But don't be afraid. If God is with you, no one can stand against you. Here's what Matthew chapter number 16, verse 18. I say that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail. We've not seen that before, ever yet. Well, we've seen something in the book of Acts. We've never seen a church that makes hell run out of cities. Yeah, they turn cities upside down. But let me encourage you, before this thing's end, it's not going to end in martyrdom. 11 of the 12 disciples were martyred or apostles. But God says, a first church died for my glory, but the next church will raise to my glory. I'm going to build a church, and I'm going to give the keys. Verse 19, I will give the keys Your scripture says, bless you, Brother Chris. So good to see you. Bless you, Sister Nikki. So good to see you. I will give to them the keys, the access to my kingdom. I will open dimensions I've never opened to anyone before. And the Bible says, whatever they make illegal, bind in the earth, shall be bound in the heavens. And whatever they loose or allow in the earth will be loosed in the heavens. This is not just a prophecy. This is a promise. Go to John 14, 12. See, Jesus starts to make some bold claims that we've not seen yet. I'm going to tell you, there are things that have not been fulfilled yet. And heaven and earth will pass away before one word ever fails. And we misunderstood eschatology, the times and the seasons. But there is an anointing like the sons of Issachar coming upon men and women to know the seasons and the times and what the people should do in those moments. Verse number four, John 14, 12, surely, surely. Now, anytime you see verily, verily, surely, surely, it means pay attention. It means it must come. God is not just wasting words. When there is a verily, verily, a surely, surely, it is God making an exclamation point. Pay attention, I'm making a promise. Verily I say to you, he that believes on me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these, because I go unto my Father. Jesus said, if we believe on him, the things that he did, we're going to do in greater. You say, well, how is that possible? Because Jesus lives in us. And the Bible prophesies of one generation who are willing to believe God more than any generation ever believed God before. They are a prophetic people. They are a company. They are an army. They are people ready for battle. They will not be bribed. They will not be intimidated. They've been forged in fire. They've been trained and they've been equipped. They've been chosen. Bless you, Crystal. So good to see you. Deborah, thank you for being here. Denise, thank you. I declare, he says that if you believe on me, the things that I do, you will do. I would be sufficed with that. That would be enough for me. But he said, there's greater things that I did that you're going to. I said, greater things you're going to do than I did. Help me understand. Verse 13, and whatever you ask, whatever you decree, in my authority, I will do it, that the Father would be glorified in the Son. I'll say this again. He said, I'm going to release my power, and whatever you decree, dominion, whatever you say in the earth, I'll back it up from heaven. Imagine that kind of power. You say, well, how could that ever be? Who's worthy to walk in that kind of power? You see, none of us are worthy. God makes us worthy. Bless you, Sister Marissa, daughter. So good to see you. Bless you, Pastora Lorraine. So good to see you. Who has the ability to walk in that kind of favor and power? Only God in us. But God said, I'm going to release the power. Go back to Romans 8:21. Let me conclude in just a few minutes. Here's what it says. Romans 8:21. The Bible says, Romans 8:21, that the creature itself will be delivered from the bondage of corruption. And see, this is all over your Bible. God raises his men and women to go into corrupt governments. I said governments. And shut them down with the power of the Holy Ghost, either to influence them or to close them or to rebuke them. So Joseph is a man of God in formation, in development. He is a man of God and he's given a dream as a young boy, and more than 25 to 30 years it takes for this dream to come to pass. And God sets up a stage to get him to rule the nations of the world. To rule Egypt. So now God is planting him in the palace. I said planting him in the palace. God is planting him to lead, to direct, to guide, to steward nations. This is what God intends for us, that we would lead and guide and steward nations, that we would be counselor to the Pharaoh. God is preparing something great, something mighty, something powerful. The scripture says in the next generation that there rises a Pharaoh who knows not Joseph and begins to afflict the children of Israel. So then God raises Moses to go into Egypt and to command the Pharaoh to let my people go. Now, let me remind you, the greatest superpower in this earth or in this time, the nation, the greatest national superpower was Egypt. Their military might, their wealth, their power. It was a man and God against a country. And the country had decided, I'm going to keep the people of God as slaves. God said, no, you are not. I'm sending my deliverer to command the nation to let my people go. And not only that, I'm going to judge that nation. Not the people, the spirit of the nation. Where is that in the Bible? Exodus 12, verse 12. God began to judge the gods of Egypt, not the people. And the gods of this world are about to be judged again. What man has worshipped and elevated above God. Here is what Exodus 12, verse 12. I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, tonight, and I will smite the firstborn of the land. Remember, everything that is first must be given by God's people to God. What makes me a child of God, I give him the first. And in this instant, God is coming to take the first. And everyone that's not given God the first is going to end on the wrong side of a judgment. But everyone who has given God first is about to be delivered and healed and blessed. God is coming to take the first in the land, both man and beast. And against the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. So God begins to judge the gods of Egypt, the god of the Nile, the god of the frogs, the god of the lice. And now there's a decision against this system. God loves people. God does not love the Egyptian, but I want to tell you, God is looking to bring repentance to them and deliverance from this spirit, this power, this force, this dominion. Go back to Romans 8:21. He said there will be a freedom and a deliverance from the bondage of corrupted leadership. Esther is sent into the palace to save his people, her people from annihilation. And she does it by the grace of God. Daniel is sent to lead and direct five kings. This is God's mind, that we are risen up to bring reformation to cities and nations, that Gideon is under the affliction of the Amalekites and the Hittites. It's under affliction. And God raises the man to bring deliverance to the people of God. And he delivers them as one man. God will do this. Bless you, Sister Leo. Bless you, Amelia. So good to see you. Because the creature will be delivered. How can this happen? You say, well, the world has all the power. The world has all the money. The world has all the military might. The world, you know, the world has all of the power. But let me encourage you by the Spirit. Don't you be afraid. Because if God is for you, who can stand against you? You see, when God begins to manifest his power, I said, when God begins to manifest his power and reveal his hand, his glory is what he uses to transform cities, regions, and it is his manifested power. And God's glory is coming to the earth. I said, God's glory is coming to the earth. God is about to manifest his glory. Verse number 21, the creature itself, creation, will be delivered from bondage of corruption. It should bother you. It should bother you, corrupted leadership. It should bother you, corrupted politicians and politics. It should bother you, what's happening in the nations of the world. No, it does bother you. But you're trying not to let it bother you because you say, well, what can we do? We can just pray and go to heaven. The devil is a liar. You were made to bring the kingdom to the earth. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. That is your job, to pray the kingdom come, to pray the will. And we're not to pray the king come because the king lives in us. The king is already here. Greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. If God, Christ in you, the hope of glory, he lives in you. Christ in us, he lives in you. Now, when the kingdom comes, if you carry the king, guess what? You walk in dominion. Because when a king is in his kingdom, he has power with his words. But when a king is outside of his kingdom, there's no power with his words. He said, pray the kingdom come, that it hit the earth realm, that it manifests in the earth realm. The creature itself, 21, will be delivered, set free from the bondage of corrupted leadership. How? By glory, glorious, power that releases freedom, liberty, freedom. Everyone wants to be free. Everyone wants to be free. Free from attack, free from fear, free safety for their family. Everyone wants the same thing. Everyone is pressing into the kingdom. They don't even know it. They want the kingdom of God. People are flocking into America because they want a better life, a better economy, a place to raise children safely. Let me encourage you by the Spirit. God has the best for you. There will be a freedom, deliverance from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. I said of the children. So in order for this to happen, we must understand our assignment. And we've got to be salt and we've got to be light. Bless you, Brother Ray. Bless you, Joanne. Joanne's Moyo, so good to see you. We've got to be salt and light in the earth. We've got to be those who expel the darkness, who command the spirit of the enemy to leave our generation, to know that God is with us, and every time his glory would come, it would seek to turn cities upside down, which is actually right side up. That's his plan. That's his intention. There will be freedom from the bondage and slavery of corrupted leaders, corrupted governors, corrupted politicians, corrupted business owners, corrupted education. See, there are good people in every sphere and there are wicked people in every sphere. You're not to pray for everybody. You're to pray as God wills you to pray. I said, you're to pray as God wills you to pray. There are God people in every situation and there are the enemy's people. You don't know who they are. That's why you have to hear the Holy Ghost. And he'll teach you how to pray. It will be deliverance from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. The sons and daughters of God must know their assignment. They must realize why they are in the planet. And so let me encourage you. I'm going to pray with you. I told you I wasn't going to be long today. He says, everything created is groaning. And it's waiting for deliverance. Read verse 22 as we get ready to go. He says, everything created is groaning and travailing. That word travail is in labor. It wants to birth something. It's in pain. If you've ever been into labor and delivery, and they're groaning and they're travailing and they're making a groan, a cry, a sigh. Everything in creation is groaning, waiting what? Verse number 23 says, it's in creation, it's groaning. But not only they, but ourselves, which are the first fruits of the Spirit, even ourselves, groan within ourselves. So what you're feeling is the birthing of creation. You're feeling the weight of nations in you. You're feeling this heaviness and you're groaning and creation is groaning and there's a war and there's a battle. But don't be discouraged. God is with you. If God is with you, who can be against you? He will never leave you. We are groaning, waiting for the adoption of, to wit, the redemption of the body. We are groaning within ourselves. Verse 24, this groaning is now a cry, for we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. Let me pray with you. Let me encourage you. God wants to heal. God wants to deliver. God wants to use you for a divine purpose. He wants to open up the spirit realm and direct you and lead you into what he created you for, that you would be mighty in the kingdom of God and there would be fruit that remains in your life. Let me pray with you. If you're listening under the sound of my voice, Heavenly Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that these, your men and women, would be strengthened now, that whatever is attacking them, whatever is trying to slow their progression, I bind it and I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I ask you to reveal power, potency, and ability in their life. I pray you would help them and strengthen them and guide them and lead them in the purpose for which they've been created. Help them, God, find the way, the truth, and the life. Direct their steps, God. Open up doors that no one can stop. I pray that God's goodness and mercy would release miracles in the lives of your people, that they would be a representative, a kingdom ambassador in the earth realm. They are not normal, they are supernatural. They are not ordinary, they are extraordinary. You chose them for appointed for a season and a time such as this. Now use them now. Protect them now. direct them. Now open for them doors that no one can close, that you would get all of the glory and that you would get all of the honor. Now I pray, Lord, open ears to hear, eyes to see, hearts to discern what you prepared for those that love you. Let them see, let them hear, let them know what you have ready and you're going to use them for in this generation. This I pray according to your word, according to your power, and according to your purpose. In Jesus' name we pray. If you agree, somebody say amen. Amen. Well, I want to thank you for being with us. Let me encourage you. We have an assignment, and the name of this podcast is Freedom Global Prophetic Podcast. God is intending a global move of freedom to change the world. How is it possible, Apostle? It's called the glory of our God. When he releases his glory, it will change the world, and he will loosen something called the day of the Lord. We may talk about that next week, but thank you for joining us. I pray the hand and blessing of God over all of you, and I pray that God's favor abound. Please share the podcast. If you were blessed, sow a seed of sharing. Make sure you share that if you can, and I'm praying that God's grace would abound over you, over your family, and over your generation. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Freedom Global Prophetic Podcast with Apostle Nathaniel Leon. Stay up to date with our latest episodes by subscribing on your favorite podcast app, YouTube, or by liking us on Facebook at This Rock International. Thank you for listening and have a blessed day.